Hello.
Wes, my friend, has come to us from British Columbia, Canada. I would like to know, a lot of you are touring musicians. How many of you had a gig at a nudist resort? Yeah, I expected a few hands to go up, yeah. Yeah, cool. I thought probably a few of us. I didn't ask. I talked to them later and find out if they were wearing clothes or not.
Have to use your imagination.
They were at a nudist resort in rural Idaho. Forged from a socially adventurous acoustic music scene on the west coast of Canada, the band plays a key role in a new generation of grassroots folk music. The wealth of musical experience and classical training in the group creates an interesting backdrop for their songwriting. Counterpoint balanced with moments of musical simplicity speaks to me because I feel that my entire repertoire is a single long moment of musical simplicity. As opposed to these guys who can do all sorts of stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, from British Columbia, West, my friend.
Standing on the corner with my jacket on. It's been raining and raining, the sky is falling down. Now don't you worry about my umbrella, I don't need it. I've got a paper in my pocket and I'm waiting for the taxi to come. And I told the driver, go straight away. I've gotta meet my lover at the station. I'll give him a kiss and we'll be gone for good. Whoa, go straight away. I've gotta meet my lover at the station. Don't tell him, buddy, this is just between me and you. I had to do it. I've been waiting and waiting, and now I've gotta try. I said I loved him, oh yes, you heard me right, now I can't deny it. I've got a letter and I'm sending it to everybody who wants to know that I told the driver, go straight away. Surprise. Careful words, perfect timing. Hush your mouth, close your eyes. I've got a big surprise. Careful words, perfect timing. Hush your mouth, close your eyes. I've got a big surprise. Careful words, perfect timing. Straight away, I've gotta meet my lover at the station. deep, where the light don't always reach past the leaves. People anthropomorphizing, what a pretty thing, did you hear? Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 buddy, 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 and down. Oh, in the back room hall, feeding Abbott in a hickety pug, a tooth was awful, she spelled a trouble. It's the rumble of a real crowd. Da do da da, da do da da, da do da, tweet, buddy, 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 and down. Hear them say, oh, the pretty little songbirds on a line. So familiar, it's all now they try to differ. Each one has a place to define. Stage. You catch a garden look that's hard to gauge. You wonder, does she sing lullabies? Closing eyes are her lover's sighs. But the story is more old than new. And the light don't always shine on what's true. People anthropomorphizing, what a pretty thing, did you hear? Tweet, 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 tweet,
tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet, tweet,
tweet, tweet.
Thank you so much. We're West, my friend, as was mentioned. And this next song is called Ode to Sylvia Plath. Oh, is that strike a chord with the audience? Yeah? A lot of Sylvia Plath lovers out there? So, in the bell jar, for those of you, the minority of you that are not Sylvia Plath lovers, there's a scene where she is sitting in the crux of a fig tree. And on each branch is a fig that represents a potential path on her future. Or in her future. And, you know, there's a fig there. She could be an editor or a writer or move to France or have 17 children or marry this dude named Constantin. And above and beyond all of these individual figs are even more figs that she can't quite make out, but she knows are there. And she can't decide which of the figs to pick and eat, because she knows once she's picked one of the figs, none of the rest will be available to her. So she sits there in this dream or vision of hers, and she is terrified, and she sits there in her indecision as she looks at the figs and watches all of them, one by one, wither and go black and drop to the ground and rot. And then the book just kind of gets more depressing from that point onward. But I really like that fig tree idea, because I'm the sort of person who just eats all of the figs at once and gets ill with the effort. So I wrote this song called Ode to Sylvia Plath that is a more positive take on the fig tree idea.
Tree fruit crawls with worms to the undiscerning eye, and like most things, it takes time to cure the meat inside. Of this
Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to Eden Oliver, songwriter extraordinaire. How about a hand for Eden? And on my far left, you've got Jeff Pointer on the accordion. Welcome, Jeff. And my personal favorite member of the band here, Mr. Alex Rempel on mandolin. There's a little bit of competition going on, but it's friendly. He's an amazing songwriter as well, and he just happened to craft this next bluegrass strummer with extra beats in D-flat.
The people's key of D-flat, ladies and gentlemen. If any fiddle players would like to join us up here for this next tune, feel free to come on up, put a capo on your fiddle.
My lover lives upon the moon. She bares her cheek to me at noon. Unseen she rises at dawn, but come midnight she's in silver, from her breasts down to her toes. My lover lives upon the moon, and I hope that I'll see her soon. My lover lives up in a tree, washes her cheek with the cold sea. She works with needle and thread, knitting new hands in the springtime for the cedar and the oaks. My lover lives within a tree, and I know that she'll save room for me. On the ground, she keeps her cheek cool and brown. These days she takes in the rain, but come summer she'll be dancing with her finery in rows. My lover lives upon the ground, and I know that she'll grow me a crown. My lover lives inside my heart. She gifted a cheek right from the start. She smooths my skin with her hands, and it fills me up with lightness from my fingers to my nose. My lover lives inside my heart. My lover lives inside my heart. My lover lives inside my heart.
Alex Rempel, everybody.
I sit here wondering, when the gramophone lost its horn, and when the big clock in the hall, big clock in the hall, lost its big hand. Tick a tick tock of our home. I sit here wondering, when the microphone lost its cord, and when the big clock in the hall, big clock in the hall, got so forlorn. Oh, 'cause if we want this all sound to blow, we've got to make a tick a tick tock, tick a tick tock. Tick-tock, tick-a, tick-tock of our own. 'Cause if we wanna
crashing boughs and purple clouds, we'd best start calling it by its name. Newspapers knew how it began. No one there could explain the ensuing storm. There were people throwing rocks. You could hear the bass for blocks. Yes, girls took off their tops. That's when someone called the cops. There were hands that clapping and feet a stomping. Well, thank you. So this has been our first time at this conference, and we just feel so welcomed, especially being from the North. So we appreciate it, and thank you everyone for being so welcoming. Clap for yourselves. This next song is called How Could I Not Sing, written by Mr. Alex Rempel here, and it is a sing-along. It is very difficult. The words are la, di, and da. Everyone think they can handle that? You think so? One person over here, two people, they're like, yeah, we got it.
I think there's a couple singers here, right?
Yeah, there might be a few people who can sing. So you'll hear Alex whistle it, and I'll sing it, and a few brave people will join, and at the end, we can all belt it out.
Did you say what the song is called?
I did.
I completely blanked on it. Anyways, she already said what the song is called. But yes, this is a song that I wrote about hope and about memory. And it's been a long weekend. Who else hasn't properly slept since whatever day?
It's about memory, Alex.
It's about memory.
Yeah.
Not mine. It's about your memory.
We usually go to bed at 10 o'clock up in Canada, so.
If the birds were singing, how could I not sing? If the bush was blooming, how could I not bloom? If the world was changing, I'd have to change too. How could I not sing? If the sun was shining, how could I not shine? If the leaves were swaying, how could I not sway? If the night was coming, I'd live through the day. How could I not shine? If the sand was shifting, how could I not shift? If the tide was moving, how could I not move? If the water was rising, I'd have to rise too. Now it's time to sing along.
La-dee-da, la-dee-da,
trees were standing, how could I not stand? If the young were growing, how could I not grow? If anyone's listening, I'll put on the show. How could I not stand? The wild were running, how could I not run? If the course was bending, how could I not bend? If the race ain't over, I'll push to the end. How could I not run? Lend me your ears and I'll say what I can. There's so many stages, but we all have hands. Come to the steeple, we'll make the singing, how could I not sing? If the bees were buzzing, how could I not buzz? If a voice falls silent, it forgets what once was. How could I not sing?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Wes, my friend.